Okay, next week we head into the heavy eating season. Holidays ahead with all the butter, salt, cream, pie crust, the four basic food groups. The internet is full of recipes. Entire cable channels are devoted to preparing food. And radio is no slouch in the calorie department either. NPR special correspondent Susan Stamberg has a favorite radio program to which she tunes for food.
It's The Splendid Table. Host Lynn Rossetto Casper calls it the show for people who love to eat. Every week on many of these public radio stations, Lynn and guests give recipes, history lessons, background on various edibles. And on Thanksgiving Day, she bites the bullet, or the drumstick, and she does a live two-hour call-in show, helping listeners with the big meal. Sometimes Lynn gets desperate callers, but she seems able to calm them down.
We save just about anything. I'm not saying it's always the greatest save, but we give it a shot.
Lynn Rossetto Casper is fearless. My favorite part of her weekly taped show is a feature she calls Stump the Cook. The car guys do stump the chumps, but Lynn has better manners. Here's how her Stump the Cook works.
You call in with five things that you have in your fridge, and I have to come up with a dish that you would actually want to make. Now, I get some freebies. I get water, salt, pepper, some kind of fat.
I pulled out a few of my favorite stumpers.
One had
to do with someone called in and had on hand an energy drink, tofu, apple butter, smoked trout, and jalapenos. Now, you added butter and onion, and here was your idea.
We're going to do a smoked trout bastardized version of a pate, okay? And you're going to take the energy drink and puree it into this mousse because no one will know it's there.
Lynn, that's nuts.
But I think what I remember doing is if you mush it up and you give it enough good tasting fat, right?
Oh, yeah.
And you spike it with something acidic, which I probably was the energy drink, you can usually make something pretty tasty.
Okay, here was another one. This one combines cabbage, sweet potatoes, pomegranates, membrillo. I had to look it up. That's a quince paste.
Right,
And a big hunk of prosciutto. Here's what you said.
Drizzle the juice of the pomegranate over the cabbage. You're going to sprinkle all of that dice of that prosciutto over the sweet potatoes, and this gets served really as a main dish.
I want to play Stump the Cook with you. You game?
All right. Okay.
On hand at home, I have the following things. Some raw cranberries, a small onion, I have some sour cream, and some sugar. What would you do?
Anything that can
okay,
go
dear Morning Edition listeners, I confess I am trying for the 437th year in a row to sneak the family recipe for Mama Stamberg's cranberry relish onto this radio program. You know, the family recipe that sounds terrible but tastes terrific and looks good too. Shocking pink.
All right, Pepto-Bismol pink. But, I think Lynn Rossetto Casper is on to me.
Well, considering that there is the famous Susan Stamberg cranberries, I would add, you know, obviously you know what I would do if I were you. I would be throwing in a ton of garlic. I'd be sautéing the you-know-what out of the garlic and the onion.
No!
I'd throw in those raw cranberries and the sugar. Then I would add a lot of fresh ginger. And I would add a whack of chili to this.
Ooh.
And then I would cook that until you get the pop of the cranberries. And once you've got that beautiful ruby red and it's lush looking, then I would serve this as like a little taste at the beginning of the meal in espresso cups with a dollop of sour cream. You don't want it folded in. You'll lose the impact. You want each thing to stand out and salute to you.
Well, that sounds just fantastic. Except I forgot to tell you a very important ingredient of mine, which is horseradish. But I suspect that would not change your combination in any way.
If you want to add horseradish, you add horseradish.
You know, I think I'm going to. But before I do, I'm going to thank you. Lynn Rosetta Casper, she's host of Public Radio's The Splendid Table. A very happy Thanksgiving to you, Lynn.
And to you, Susan.
And to all our listeners. I'm Susan Stamberg, NPR News.
We're going to grow this recipe between the two
you
of us.
You betcha. I love what you did.
Well, okay. Next year we'll do an Italian version.
Meatballs and cranberries. I love it.
You got it.
You can find both those recipes at npr.org.